The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, May 6th. What a new report from the CDC now predicts for COVID-19 this summer. The U.S. could be getting closer to pre-pandemic life. Also, a white police officer who shot and killed a black man last summer is now getting his job back. Sort of. We'll explain. Plus, a recall affecting a popular fitness product, a new alert system that could warn people before an earthquake hits, and the annual time of year to thank a nurse has special meaning this year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's something pretty rare to come out of a CDC report about the pandemic, a very hopeful outlook about the future. Teams of experts were told to predict how COVID-19 will affect the U.S. in the months ahead. And not just in the best case scenario, they were told to make different projections that vary based on how people might behave or how vaccine drives may work or not. Well, under every scenario, it's mostly good news. The experts predicted new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths will drop sharply by the end of July. And from that point, they'll keep going down even more. The only bad news from that report is new cases could go up more this month before they start going down later in the summer. The CDC says that's because more and more states are relaxing restrictions, some for the first time in a year. Plus, the COVID-19 variant, first found in the UK, is still spreading quickly around the U.S. So federal health officials say the best way to speed things up and get the U.S. back to normal is for everyone to get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible. Millions of Americans could now be on the verge of getting kicked out of the homes they rent even earlier than expected. You may remember, because of the pandemic, the CDC banned most evictions across the country starting in September. That ban was supposed to stay in place until at least the end of next month. However, a federal judge overturned it yesterday. She said when Congress first approved the ban under the first COVID-19 relief bill, it was okay. But the issue is the CDC has since extended it. And the judge says, unlike Congress, the CDC does not have that kind of authority. The Justice Department disagrees, though, and has promised to appeal the decision. The eviction ban will likely stay in place while this gets sorted out in the courts. And to be clear, there are also local and state eviction bans in certain places around the country. This federal case does not affect those either way. A police officer who was fired right after a controversial deadly shooting in Atlanta, Georgia, is now getting his job back. We covered the shooting when it happened last summer. Officer Garrett Rolfe was fired from his job and arrested for murder for shooting and killing Rayshard Brooks. The shooting happened during a scuffle with officers who were trying to arrest Brooks for a DUI outside of a Wendy's. After Brooks died, the shooting sparked a wave of protests and at least one riot where people set fire to that Wendy's. Well, fast forward to this week. Atlanta's Civil Service Board said Rolfe was not given his right to due process since he was fired less than 24 hours after the shooting happened, and he didn't have time to explain himself. Well, now technically he's getting reinstated. NPR reports he'll also get back pay for the last year. That said, Officer Rolfe will not be back on the streets as a cop, at least not yet. He'll still be on leave until his criminal case gets resolved. Then, if he's found not guilty, he could return to his old job. As of this morning, a date has not yet been set for his murder trial. Two American college students are now set to spend the rest of their lives in Italian prisons. This has been a high-profile case over the last 2 years in Italy. The Americans, who were teenagers at the time, were on vacation in Rome when reports say they felt they were swindled out of a drug deal. So they apparently stole a backpack in response. And that's when police, who were not in uniform, showed up and things turned violent. During that fight, one of the Americans stabbed one of the officers and that officer died. Prosecutors said the Americans were trying to kill him, but the defense team argued they were acting in self-defense because they didn't know they were fighting police and that officers hit, kicked, and spit on the teens. Well, in the end, both men were found guilty of murder and sentenced to life in prison. Their lawyers have promised to appeal. Former President Trump still will not be able to post to Facebook or Instagram, at least not for a while. Facebook's oversight board has been looking into this issue ever since the social media giant banned Trump back in January. And now board members say Facebook was right to kick Trump off the platforms, saying his posts incited violence ahead of and during the Capitol riot. But they also say the ban does not need to be indefinite. The rule gives Facebook 6 months to come up with a long-term plan and decide whether to let Trump post again, and if so, when. The former president released a statement just after the ruling came out. In it, he said actions by Facebook, Twitter, and Google are a, quote, total disgrace and an embarrassment to our country. Remember, Twitter did ban Trump for life, and Google took down Trump's YouTube channel temporarily, although it is still down. Some Republicans in Congress are criticizing Facebook, accusing the platform of looking for opportunities to censor conservative voices. Meanwhile, President Trump has promised to debut his own social media platform soon. And he's still posting comments, photos, and videos on his own website. All right, we have much more news just ahead, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor. If you're looking for a way to save extra money, Lightstream offers a good way to start paying less interest on your credit card balances. In fact, Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. That's much lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees. So if this sounds like something that might be a good fit for your situation, learn more. And you can apply to get a special interest rate discount and save even more, all at lightstream.com/newsworthy. You do have to go to lightstream.com/newsworthy to get the discount. That's light, L-I-G-H-T, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, lightstream.com/newsworthy. This is all subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. You can go to lightstream.com/newsworthy for more information. Okay, now back to the news. In three West Coast states, everyone with a cell phone can now get a warning before a major earthquake hits. Officials say a federal alert system is now live across all of California, Oregon, and Washington. And that means it covers more than 50 million Americans. The system is called Shake Alert. It relies on data from a government network that monitors earthquake activity around the country. When the system detects a tremor, people will get an alert on their phones. It's meant to give people about 10 seconds to take cover or grab hold of something before the shaking starts. But this alert system will not go off for every minor shake. NPR reports alerts will only be sent out if the system detects an earthquake that's magnitude 5 or higher. The warnings will be sent to phones using the same tech that powers Amber Alerts about missing children. But you do have to have location settings on so the system knows you're on the West Coast. Bad behavior on airplanes is becoming more common. The FAA says it's getting more reports than ever before of passengers being disruptive or even abusive to flight attendants. And that's even though air travel overall is down because of the pandemic. Typically, the FAA gets no more than 150 reports a year from airlines. But that number has skyrocketed to more than 1,300 in the past 3 months alone. Many of the reports have been about passengers refusing to wear masks, but others have involved violence, and federal officials are cracking down. The FAA announced it's planning to fine people thousands of dollars for misbehaving and may also consider lifetime bans and even jail time. The popular fitness company Peloton is now recalling all of its treadmills because of safety concerns. Peloton says anyone with a Tread or Tread Plus should stop using it, and they can contact the company for either a fix or a full refund. The move impacts more than 126,000 treadmills sold in the U.S. Remember, this actually started with federal officials. They've been pressuring Peloton to issue a recall for a while now. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says dozens of children and at least one pet were hurt when they got sucked under Peloton's Tread Plus. At least one child died. At first, Peloton pushed back, arguing the machines were safe as long as customers followed safety instructions. But now, Peloton CEO says the company made a mistake by not issuing a recall sooner and has apologized. SpaceX and NASA have reason to celebrate. That's because SpaceX finally pulled off a successful test flight of its Starship spacecraft, and that's the rocket that's supposed to be able to shuttle NASA astronauts to the moon in 2024. In yesterday's test, the rocket flew about 6 miles high before turning around and landing safely back on Earth. That's about how high airplanes fly, but about 70 miles below orbit. The high altitude test was the fifth SpaceX has done, but it's the first one that actually went smoothly. Next, SpaceX is hoping to send the Starship into orbit before the year is out. Then it's on to the moon for NASA's Artemis mission. After that, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says he has his sights set on Mars. Today is the start of Nurses Appreciation Week. Federal data shows there are nearly 4 million people working as nurses across the United States. Every year, starting on May 6th, there's a week dedicated to celebrating their hard work. But this year, it's especially special, since nurses have been so critical during the pandemic. So many companies are showing their appreciation with discounts and freebies all week. And by the way, speaking of nurses, a recent Gallup poll found they are the most trusted people in the medical profession, receiving the highest ratings for honesty and ethical standards. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about the sharp drop in the number of babies being born and what it means for America's future. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. It's a lot of information, right? And a lot of times it's contradictory. There's the old-fashioned food pyramid or different trends that come and go and have questionable research. Well, ditch the diets that don't work and let Noom help you learn not what to eat, but how you eat in general. Noom is based in psychology and teaches you about cravings and, most importantly, building new habits. Yes, Noom's cognitive behavioral approach means you're not just losing weight, you're building the habits you need to keep it off. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. We don't need any more rules in life, right? We want knowledge and an effective but compassionate kind of accountability. There's a science to getting healthier, and it's called Noom. So sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. In 2020, the U.S. birth rate dropped another 4% as compared to 2019. Now, the CDC says for every 1,000 women of childbearing age, there are about 56 births. That's the lowest rate on record and about half of what it was in the 1960s. It didn't matter the age group or the ethnicity either. The birth rate was lower last year, almost all across the board. Experts have partly blamed the pandemic. Women have historically put off having babies when the economy is in trouble. But that's only part of the picture. This is actually the sixth straight year the birth rate has gone down. On average, women are now having their first baby at age 27. But in 2010, the average age was 23. This means American families are getting smaller as well. Back in the 1950s, they had on average 3 children. But at today's rates, the average is about 1.6 children. Some have argued the impact of things like student debt and concerns around climate change have also contributed to a larger trend of some generations having fewer kids. Either way, there's also new concern about whether the U.S. population is making enough babies to replace itself. And that could mean fewer people in the workforce and a slumping economy 2 decades from now. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news to know. Until then, have a great day.